Financial Matters.
Dr. Frank Magwegwe is here with me, and we are going to be talking about shares. Please join us in this conversation. The number to dial is 011-883-0702. And of course, if you're in Cape Town, 021-446-0567. Dr. Frank, are you well this evening?
I am well. Good evening, bro. Oops, yeah? Good evening to our wonderful 702 listeners.
Yeah.
Cape Talk.
We're going to talk about shares today.
Yes. And you know, with shares, bro, yeah? You really have two extremes when you start that discussion.
Yeah.
Someone will tell you, they know someone who made lots of money, you know, trading in shares. You also hear someone say, yo, shares. Yeah. Someone lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So you don't often get kind of a balanced view. What are shares? How do we buy them?
Yeah.
What role do they play? Because we talk a lot about savings. Your introduction was even talking about levels of savings in the country. So I just thought today, as I was watching social media, and, you know, people have been responding, commenting on the passing of Marcus Huster. And it was interesting to see how people went. And really, we're talking about, I had an investment in Steinhoff, and this is what happened. Our pension fund lost this. And it just reminded me of a conversation we often don't talk about. Really,
yeah.
What does it mean when a company is listed,
yeah,
on a stock exchange?
Yeah.
What are its responsibilities to its shareholder? Who checks that things are going well so that you don't have what happened as Steinhoff?
Yeah.
So I want to unpack that. And of course, as we do on our show, we really would like our listeners who dabble, who invest, who trade. How did you get started? How did you learn about shares?
Sure.
How have you been growing your knowledge, you know, of shares as the markets have been up and down, especially this year?
What are shares?
Good point. I mean, I thought a lot about it, bro.
What is that?
And I think when you really think about it, right, it is one of those, I almost want to say, but I mean, the purists would say that's the wrong word. I wanted to almost think of it as invention, but let me just say idea. It's one of those amazing ideas, bro. Because when you really think about it, the fact that people can retire comfortably if you have been putting money aside, without a doubt, it means some of that money was going into shares. So let's explain, how does that go about? Many, 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 many years ago, some person thought of this idea that if I have my own company and I want to grow it, I want money so that I can expand either product-wise or regional-wise, whatever you are trying to do to grow your business, I can bring in external people. They give me money. I give them a small part of my business, and therefore they own a share in my business and they become shareholders. That's kind of how it started, right? And then, of course, a limitation of that, perhaps, is you and I can do it if we start a business, but it's very difficult because there's no transparency in terms of how do we value this business, right? So the next stage of that idea was, what about if we create a place called a stock exchange,
yeah,
right? Think about it, for me, a supermarket of shares, a stock exchange, where people can buy and sell shares. That's kind of the genesis of the idea. And I mean, you can see how over the last 150 years, it's such a big idea. We've got giants listed on StockX across the world.
Yeah.
We talk of Walmart. They own, who do they own here? They own Massmart.
Yeah.
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 Abo Macro. They're part of that. Abo Game. They're Abo Builders.
Yeah.
Right. We talk of Old Mutual is listed, not only on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, on the Namibian Stock Exchange, on the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange. We talk, of course, Steinhoff.
Yeah.
We talk Ackermans. So when we talk shares, we're really saying there are some companies, because of their need to expand and grow, they went, they met a certain requirement from a stock exchange, such as the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And each one of us, perhaps, we can wake up today and say, I would like to buy 100 rand worth of shares in Old Mutual. You can buy them.
Right.
In Sanlam.
Right.
In Standard Bank. in Nedbank. And why shares? Then I'll pause there. What's so interesting about them, Bra Obs, why I asked the question as we are starting the show, saying, where do they feature when we talk about savings? They feature strongly in retirement because it's one of those asset classes or those investments that over a long period of time, they beat inflation. They grow at a much higher rate than money in the bank. And so a lot of our money, if you are working, put aside, it's buying shares whether you know it or not.
Why do they grow faster than inflation or at a higher rate than?
Because companies, they have to stay ahead of the curve in terms of how they offer services to their competitors. Are their competitors buying more of those services? Are they diversifying? Think of South African companies like MTN. They are giants of Africa. Think of Sanlam, the biggest insurer in Africa, which means I realize that in my market in South Africa, I'm doing well, but if I'm going to get more customers and get more profitable, I need to diversify. We heard in the news 2 days ago, Discovery is thinking of tackling the huge US market. They are already in Asia. They are already in the UK, for example. So companies grow when they make more money. When they make more money and they are listed, their share prices then also respond. Think of a very good example, Bra Obs. You cannot drive around, let's talk Sandton where we are sitting here, without seeing a scooter that's got a big sign that says Checkers 60.
Yes.
Right? That was Checkers coming up with an idea.
Yeah.
How can I grow? Well, instead of people all the time coming to me to be getting groceries, I am going to say in the comfort of your home, you go to an app, you buy for a minimum of some sort, I will bring it into your house. Think of their counter, the money market counter. Bus tickets, lotto, sending money across the world. As they come with those inventions, those ideas, more and more people want to go into a Checkers 60, if we use that as an example. And so they become more and more profitable. Their share price go up. As their share price go up, it means our investments, whether it's you and me, perhaps on the side, whether it's a pension fund, it's also growing. And so it goes on and on like that. Think of a bank, right? That didn't exist, perhaps 20 odd years ago, Capitec, to now be the giant in South Africa, bigger than some established bank. Somebody saw the idea, said, I can create a bank that is servicing this specific market, but I don't have money to have all these branches across. Let me go to a stock exchange. Let me allow people to buy a small part of me, and then I can use that money for IT infrastructure, for hiring people, for having all these branches. So you can see how, for me, and in case I'm getting excited, you know, someone came up with this idea that really build wealth.
You know, Dr. Frank, I was having a conversation with one of my guests, I just can't remember who, who was talking to us and teaching us about the very idea of scaling.
Yes.
Of a business.
Correct.
And that is, of course, the growing or putting into place the systems, the resources that are required to keep the business viable as it grows and grows and grows.
Needs money.
That needs money. It needs all sorts of resources. And many of those resources come as a result of money.
Correct.
What I'm understanding about what you are saying at a very fundamental level about shares is that it is the means by which an organization gives you the opportunity, you and me and anybody else, the opportunity to be part of the growth of that business.
Beautiful.
By allowing you not only to be buying the business as it is valued at the time before it grows.
Exactly.
But you then share in the growth of the business when the dividends come.
100%.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, the shares that we are talking about are small little pieces of that company that have been broken up into small, affordable sizes
100%.
So that even I, Aubrey, can afford to buy a portion of that company.
Yes.
Depending on how much money I've got, I can then buy as many shares as are available, made available by that particular company.
100%.
Is that the story?
And that's the story. And you know, Praobs, I love the way you've just broken up so simply. Because what you're also telling our listeners, right, is that you are taking money out of your pocket. In other words, I am taking some risk to say, this company will keep up with innovation, with competition. They will be able to deal, you know, with challenges that an economy can present, such as what we saw with COVID, such as rising interest rates, water shortages, whatever. They have management that navigates those. As they do that well, this business grows from, we forget, not so long ago, Vodacom was a tiny idea, 94, somewhere there, MTN. They are giants now. They are worth billions. And people have done well by starting with a small portion that they put there. And so you can see most of the people, Praobs, that we look up to, and when people talk about, you know, people who have generated wealth, most of it has come from owning businesses, taking those businesses to a stock exchange, getting money from other shareholders, and it grows. Think of Patrice Motsepe, for example. Think of Adrian Goh, who started Discovery. Think of Paul Harris. Think of starting First Trend. Think of Stephen Kosse, for example. Upra Siponkosi, Exaro. All those people, you can see they've done well because one of the mechanisms that's available, and that's why I want to unpack it today, is really this idea of taking a small part of your money, putting it behind entrepreneurs, professional managers who've got an idea, they can grow, and as they grow that idea, they make more money, and you benefit in that growth.
One of the things that I'm a big, big advocate of, big, big advocate, sometimes irrationally so, is the idea that we need to create more entrepreneurs.
Yes, 100%.
Because the big corporates can't be relied upon to be the big job creators.
Yes.
Government, contrary to what many other people believe, is not here to create
jobs. That's not their job.
It's not their job.
They must give us an enabling environment.
They must give us an environment in which we can have more and more entrepreneurs. And there's nothing in our country that stops us from having more entrepreneurs except our ignorance of that situation. And that's why I'm so, what's the right word? I'm so pedantic, so fired up about making sure that people understand why we need more entrepreneurs. But the reality is that not everybody can be an entrepreneur.
Yes, that is very true.
The reality also is that not everybody wants to be an entrepreneur.
Yes.
Not everybody can be an entrepreneur. But what the opportunity of shares does, if I understand you correctly, is that it gives you the opportunities of an entrepreneur on the back of entrepreneurs that are proven to have been successful at what they do. And also allows you to then share in their success. Because they're good at what they do.
100%.
So if I understand you correctly, you are buying into the excellent management of certain business entities.
100%.
That's what you're buying.
Yeah, buying into the management.
Because you're not
into the vision these people have.
You don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to write a Vodacom. I don't know how. But if I look at their historic performance, and it's not always guaranteed, but you know, I look at how they've performed over the last maybe 10
some
years.
Some companies around
20 long, years, 100 years, whatever the case may be. I mean, the Coca-Cola.
The likes of Standard Bank, the likes of Sunland.
Sure. If I look at those companies and I say to myself, I don't understand the operational details of this company. I'm not the entrepreneur that started this business. I don't understand how the management actually works.
Yes.
But if I look at the way that this company has performed, and I would imagine that's the prospectus that you get.
100%,
as an investor, you then have a good idea that these people have a good record in terms of the management of their money, but other people's money is as well, because they are wanting to grow more and more.
Yes.
What then? What then if I'm sitting at home? And I am going to dip into my two-pot system.
Yes.
I'm going to take a little bit of my two, yeah. of whatever it is that I can get. I think it's kept at 25,000.
Yes, yeah. That is the portion for emergencies, yeah.
Hey, I must remind you, listeners of this particular show, that the question still remains that Dr. Frank was asking as to, where do you get your financial education?
Like we're talking about now. Shares. Yeah. Yes.
Where do you get your financial education from? Where are you getting the principles that make you make certain decisions about your money? Mm. Where are you getting that from?
Are you being deliberate about it?
And are you being deliberate about it? Are you making sure that it's coming from a credible place? Yeah. Because it could come from the guy at the Chisanyam.
Yeah.
It could come
especially
from
the chairs. We're going to talk about
it. It could come from the guy who cuts your hair at the barber shop, or the lady who does your nails, or whatever.
It
can end up in big tears.
So there's risk.
I want to put that as an aside, so that people can remember that it's part of the conversation.
It's part of our conversation
that we're having to say. Be very, very clear and deliberate about where you get your education about your money from. And tonight we're talking about shares.
Yes.
I have my two-pot system coming up at the end of August this year. I will have access to a certain amount of my pension. And I want to have access to that amount, because I'd like to buy some shares. First of all, would that be a good idea? And which shares would be good? As a principal, I don't want you to give me a company name.
100%.
But which shares would be the right shares to buy in this space?
Yeah, and that's one of the big questions, Bra Obs, because that is why we have all these companies called asset management companies spending a lot of time trying to figure out which shares will do well at a certain point in time, locally and globally. So let me give a simple example of how our listeners should be thinking about shares. Number one, they mustn't say, yo, shares. No, I'm not interested in that. Because like I said in the introduction, most working South Africans who have some sort of contribution to a retirement fund, they already have exposure to shares.
Mm.
Because that is one way that pension funds invest the hard-earned money of their members to make sure come retirement, that money is at a reasonable chance of growing and allowing you to retire comfortably.
Right.
So don't say, I don't even know about this, I don't want to start. Because indirectly, you're not making the calls, but somebody is your trustees of your pension fund, right?
It reminds me of the vaccination debate. But I'll talk about it another time.
So there's something happening there, right? So you say to yourself, okay, and so this is what I want to say, because I don't want our listener to say, I'm going to tune off. These guys are talking shares. I don't have the money. No. Mm. What we're actually saying is, we're going to talk about how do you buy the shares and answer your question, perhaps. But I'm also saying, I want you, 702 and Cape Talk, to be interested. You need to get to the office, if you're working, and you say to the HR people, I would like to know. I've really not spent enough time. I had Bra Obs and Dr. Max talking about shares. They say some of my money in my pension fund is invested in shares. I want to know which shares. You can get your benefit statement and you see how much exposure does your pension fund has to shares. And you'll even get the names of the shares that your pension fund is invested in. So that's starting to be interested in knowledge, applying it as far as your pension fund. If we come now to, if I'm interested in buying shares, how do I buy them? How do I know where there is less risk, more risk? I think the way to think about it, Bra Obs, step one, because you need money that you're going to put up, and there is risk associated with that, because shares don't always go up in price. In the long term, they do. But short term, we saw COVID, even now, mining companies are struggling. So the first thing we do, perhaps, we say, I should not be buying shares with money that I'm going to need 3 months from now, 6 months from now. Because it might happen that you bought shares in a coal mining company, in a platinum mining company, in a gold mining company. I'm mentioning those specifically because they're struggling at the moment, right? Some of their shares have fallen by 60%, bro. Yay.
Yeah.
Right?
Whoa.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So we're saying, bro, Ops, if you bought shares, let's say, in a mining company, let's use a year ago, for 100 rand.
Yeah.
Some of those shares, right now, they're worth 50 rand, which means your 100 is now 50. You lost 50%. In other words, the money that you put in the share, because the company is facing challenges, its share price declined in value.
Yes.
And therefore, that 100 today is worth 50. That's the risk that come. Why?
Okay,
because they are having problems as a company themselves.
I want to stop there just a little bit. Because I'm feeling a very strong learning moment even for myself there. 011-883-0702-021-446-0567. Please call us and add to this conversation with your insights, with your questions, with your education. Please, we'd love for you to be part of this conversation. Are you saying to me, understand, Aubrey?
Yes.
That when your money is being invested, either for you by your pension fund.
Correct. Pension fund trustees.
Or you are doing it yourself.
Yes.
Or you find a bank to do it for you.
Yes,
whatever,
we'll talk about those sources,
whatever instrument or agency you use.
Yes.
To buy those shares.
Yeah.
Understand this principle.
Yeah.
That there is no guarantee for growth.
Yes.
Yeah,
very important principle.
You know why?
Very important principle,
Dr. Frank. I'm a broer, man.
You nearly fell off the chair. Hey, this thing. Did you lose money in shares at some point?
No. The reason why I'm putting the bricks on this one, Dr. Frank. I know very, very well educated people.
Yeah.
With big, big, big certificates on the walls of their offices.
Yes.
Who think that if I buy shares, it's guaranteed that I am going to get.
Correct.
This is a business transaction.
Yes.
That is not immune to the ebbs and flows, the rises and falls of the commercial world.
Of the economy. Perfect.
So what you're saying to me is that, understand, Bafoe too.
Yeah.
As much as this is an opportunity to make money.
Yes.
Understand also that lurking in the periphery is the possibility of losing money.
Risk and return.
Please, Dr. Frank, it's very, very important because a lot of people.
Yes.
Have cried.
Yes.
I'm one of those people. Yeah. I don't want to repeat my story because people know my story.
Yeah.
Hey, invest in this.
Yes.
Yahweh. Hey, Hey, nobody told us that there's a possibility that we might lose money.
Yeah.
When we started to cry, because some of us wanted to toy, they said, Papa, part of investing. Embedded in the whole process of investing is the understanding that there is a possibility to lose.
Yes, and that's very important, Robs.
Talk about that.
That's very important. And I want to talk with a couple of examples so that you can make it alive, so that our listeners can understand how is it that a share price that was trading, you could buy it for 100 rand. In a year, it's now 50 rand, right? So let's talk practically, Robs. We're struggling with the coal that we are getting out of the ground currently, so that we stick with that example.
Yeah.
We can't export it as quickly as we should. Why? Because there are problems at the port.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, coal prices, they go up and down depending on supply and demand of coal in the world. Currently, they have fallen a lot. So Those are two major problems for any company that is mining coal, and you've got lots of them in South Africa.
Yeah.
Therefore, you've got a lot of coal on the market. Coal prices have fallen.
Yeah.
The one that you are mining, you can't even take it to your customers. And so what happens? You are going to make less money because you are not selling at the high price, number one, and you're not selling lots of the coal, is an example, right?
Yeah.
Which means your profits are going to be low.
Yeah.
The moment investors think, these guys are going to make less money, look at all the problems that they are facing. What happens? The share price starts falling because people are selling their shares. Right? They're saying, I don't want to have these shares given my view that the company might not do well in the future. Right? And so every day there's buying or selling of shares. If there's a sense the company might not do well, then the share price responds. We've seen it with the MTN, for example, with some of the issues in Nigeria. So the risk, and think of COVID, where businesses couldn't sell their product.
Yeah.
Therefore, you're going to make less money.
Yeah.
As you make less money, you are going to see the share price responding to say you're no longer as profitable as you were a few years ago.
Because
the opposite also is true.
Yeah, because it's important, Dr. Frank, that we remain authentic and candid with our listeners.
Yes.
Because people work hard.
Yeah.
People work hard for their money.
Yes.
And then they listen to Dr. Frank and Obs on radio. We're talking about shares. Some of them have come to trust us so much.
Yes.
That they will go and take their 25,000 rand from the two-pot system.
And I'm buying shares tomorrow.
Yeah, and I'm buying shares tomorrow.
Yeah.
I heard Dr. Frank and Obs talk about that thing. And we did not put the caveat into our conversation to say, hey, buyer beware.
Yes.
There is a possibility that you might lose that money.
Yeah.
And there are certain things that you need to check first before you part with your money.
Yes.
Because there's no guarantee that the 25,000 rand that you put in is going to come back as 50,000 rand.
Correct.
It might come back as 5 rand.
Or zero.
As nothing.
Yes.
It's very, very important.
Yeah.
I don't know how to emphasize that principle to say, when we invest in shares, we are in a business transaction.
Yes.
The business transaction has embedded in it the possibility of risk.
Yeah.
And that must be understood very, very clearly.
Yes.
Even as we are saying that that is a possible way by which you can create wealth for yourself.
Yes.
All right. Siyabonga says, Bra Ops, it's difficult. It's very difficult to call in for questions when you and Dr. Frank are explaining it so well. Siyabonga. Siyabonga, Fwej.
Siyabonga,
siyabonga. Let me just read this one. I think it's a very important one, Dr. Frank, before I go to the lines. This one says, evening astute leadership.
Aibo. Siyabonga. Astute.
Shares are twofold.
Yes.
One is where companies trade on your behalf and receive annual dividends. You've talked about that.
Yeah.
Two, where you trade and receive profit either weekly, fortnightly, or monthly, and that's from AJ in Cliptown.
Okay, the first part close, the second not quite.
Okay.
Because you don't trade and receive profits weekly, fortnightly, or every month, right?
Yeah.
So let's take this transaction of buying a share, right? So you've done your due diligence. In other words, you've said, this money, I can afford to take some risk with it because I want it to grow. Step one, it's the 25,000 example that you are doing. Step two, what share must I buy, right? So you do your homework and you say, for example, I like what I'm seeing about this retailer, or I like what this bank is doing, or I like what this telecoms company is doing, or I like what this family. We put all those companies in our country, the ones I've spoken about, right? And then you say, let me put my money here, right? You've done that. How do you do it? The putting my money here. There are various ways. One is you can buy the shares through your bank.
Yes.
Because we as consumers, men on the street, we're not allowed. We cannot, just the way the legislation works, we can't go directly to the Johannesburg Stock Exchange and buy shares. So you can't go there. You can't go tomorrow and they open at 9 o'clock and you say, there's my 25,000, give me my shares.
Yes.
Right? You buy them through a stockbroking firm. So banks have those divisions. You even have companies that afford you, you know, apps where you can buy them. Right? Mm. Once you buy them, Braobs, you make money in two ways. One, the share price increases over time.
Yeah.
Two, the first part of the comment was correct. You get dividends. What are dividends? Is the company saying, we are doing well.
Remember,
yes, you own a small part of us.
Yeah.
Let's give you a little bit.
Yeah.
So share price going up and dividend. Dividends usually once or twice a year.
Yeah.
So shares you don't get weekly, fortnightly, or you know, or a month.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
He's talking about something else.
Oh,
there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's take some calls. Mayor Florence is in Orlando East. Good evening to you, Mayor Florence.
Evening, Aubrey and Dima Gwegwe. I bought shares with Nedbank at what do they call them? Zakhele Futhi in 2016.
Oh, okay. Mayor Florence.
Till this day, I haven't received no dividend, no nothing. Even that I heard you saying benefit statement, nothing.
Anyway,
we are a group of ladies.
Oh, from that BEE scheme, yes.
Mayor Florence, I don't know if you heard my story.
Yeah, because
I heard it.
I'm with you. I'm part of your.
Yeah.
I'm crying to this day. I went with four of my brothers who I'm in a stock fell with.
Hmm.
And because of me, Ma Florence, that's why I cry so hard. Because of me, I was approached by people that said to me, you know, we as black people must come together. It's a BEE thing. You saw how it did with
The first one.
Yes. The first one was called Zakhele.
Yeah, Futhi was.
Yeah.
And the one that you and I fell for was the one with Futhi on it.
Yeah? Yes.
And we saw our friends who made money with the original one. But what they didn't tell us was that it's not the same thing.
Mm.
I went to my guys in the stock. I said, hey, let's take my. there was four of us. We took 10,000 rand each. We bought shares for 40,000 rand.
From where? From the bank?
I can't even remember.
You could buy it through
One of the guys who was in charge of that bought it. I don't know what agency they use, but we bought them. We even had little certificates to say we bought these
things. With me, no certificate.
Kosia, Ma Florence, that money's gone.
Yeah, but I bought them from the bank. The bank, why are they saying we must buy shares and yet the money's gone?
No. You can go back to the bank. You can go, especially you who bought from the bank. They can give you your
bank.
Yeah, no problem. They will give you your statement. But your statement will say 00.
Mm.
Because that money was eaten. It's finished. It was a bad investment. And that is why I asked Dr. Frank to stop and to really talk strongly about this issue, to say, when we buy shares, we must be aware that we are in a business transaction and there's the possibility of risk. And risk means there's a possibility of losing money.
Yeah.
What has happened to you and me, Ma Florence, is that we lost our money.
Yo, but Bamudim. The money is in the drain.
Very far down the drain. In fact, the drain was closed. There's no water.
There's a few of those B schemes that didn't do well.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. So, you know, Praobs, that is one, and I think the schemes that came after, you could see the investment in financial education to say, get together as a group, but also know that we can't guarantee that these B schemes will always do well in terms of, you know, the share price going up and. So there is always that risk, because at the end of the day, you are buying shares.
Shares or schemes or business proposals.
Yeah.
don't fail because they are BEE or not BEE.
100%.
They fail because the fundamentals are not correct.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. What I am warning against, however, is that we who are buying these shares,
yes,
mustn't just buy because something is just BEE.
Just because someone told you, just because it's BEE.
No. We need to get more information.
Yes.
And work on the basis of first principles.
Yeah.
How exactly is that money going to come? You know, a young man called in yesterday. We were talking about voting.
Yes.
And he said the one thing that he's got a problem about in this campaigning moment is that many of our political parties are promising us lots of nice things. 3,000 this, 5,000 here, 6,000 there. And what he's worried about is how exactly are they going to do those things? Now, that same question must be asked of all of the companies that are saying to you, come and buy our shares.
Yes.
Let's talk to Richard in Morningside. Good evening to you, Richard.
Hi, Aubrey and the guest.
Yeah, good evening to you, Richard.
Aubrey, you need to make a distinction here between investing and trading. And I'd like to agree a little bit with the guest.
Yeah.
Because I'll ask if we can make profit every day.
Yeah.
And Dr. Magoge said no, and which is I disagree. Because, Aubrey, I'm a day trader myself. You know? So, in trading, you can easily make profits every day, especially if you're a trader or lost it. But when investing, well, that takes time. It can be months or even years.
Yes.
So, you need to make that distinction, not to confuse us. Because when you say, well, you can't make profits every day, there are people who are making a living of trading.
So would that be the same conversation as the one we're having with shares?
Yeah, so we are talking about investing in shares. We're not talking about trading shares. Those are two different things. We're talking about investing, buying shares today. I hold them for a period of at least 2-3 years. I'm a long-term investor. You are talking about buying shares this morning, selling them at 12 o'clock the same day, or the following day, or the following week, right? That's different.
So, but I think what Richard is asking us to do is to make sure that people understand, one, that there is investing and that there is trading.
Yes, yes.
That in investing, you would have to wait a certain period of time before you get your dividends.
Yeah.
But it is possible in the trading space where you can get your profits on the same day or maybe 2 days later is the caveat.
Because you're buying and selling.
Okay.
But I would also add that very few people, you and me on the streets, can consistently trade and make profits. So that's why I didn't want to have that conversation.
Yeah.
We want to talk about investing, which is a long-term game. We are patient because you are not able to tell, I buy today, they go up, down. But yes, if you trading, you can buy and sell as much as you want.
Sure.
And you're taking more risk, but you can make money
Or
lose money.
An important distinction, Richard. So so for me, thank you very much for giving us that discrimination so that we can be a little more detailed in the way that the explanation comes through. But I think what we should perhaps emphasize on is that we're talking about the investment side of things rather than the trading side of things. But I want to I want to thank you very much for the distinction. I think it's an important one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's important that people should understand that we're not talking about
trading,
trading and forex.
A lot
trading.
Of risk, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a son, or my son, he thinks he wants to be a forex trader. Now.
Yeah.
Ah.
It's got a lot of risk.
Lot of risk.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Monwabisi in Johannesburg. Monwabisi, hi.
Hi,
Hope.
Yeah,
thank
hi. You very much.
Yeah, go ahead.
This discussion.
Thank you, sir.
Now, like the old lady just spoken before, this gentleman.
Yes.
Now, if for instance, now the shares has gone down up to 0.00, for instance, I traded, you traded 40,000 with your friends.
Yes.
And now the shares are now cost 0.00 because the value of the shares has gone down.
Yeah.
Let's now assume that it's somersaulted, the business somersaulted, and now the shares worth more, even what I invested in the beginning.
Yes.
Like more than 40 rand now and all of that.
Yes.
Is that possible then now I recoup my money?
Yes.
Yes, so 100%. So the difference there, very good point, is that when you buy into a B scheme, why that often happens with a B scheme, remember what is happening there. They are putting a group of people, you are putting money, and you are buying into, like we are talking about here, Zakhele Futhi, which then in turn buys the underlying shares, right? And so what happens in those instances is the money that is put in by investors is used to buy shares, but they must also, fund the debt they used to buy the shares. So in that instance, if the share price doesn't go up high enough, that's why you often end up with a B scheme that doesn't work, because it's got shares that are worth less than the debt that they have. And then the scheme collapses. But if you are buying directly into a company, into a listed company, you are right. The share price can be today 100, then it goes to 50, and then it can go up again. That's why we said we are talking about investing, where you can hold shares for 3-4 years. In between, they've gone up and down. But in the long term, you know, you are making money because you are patient and you are investing, as opposed to trading. 100%.
Then it goes to minus zero at some point. They are worthless. And then
so the worthless,
2 years down the line,
yeah,
they go up, even yes, up. Then I still qualify to.
Yeah, it's still dividends. Your shares. Yes.
It's
yeah.
Your shares.
You can sell them, you can get dividends 100% because the values fluctuates 100%. Yes.
We're not busy. Thanks very much.
And that's where the risk lies.
Do you see that we need a second?
100%
part two. Part two of this one. Because I've got questions myself.
Lots of questions.
I've got very big questions.
Yes.
Yeah, I've got big questions.
Yeah.
Dr. Frank, how do people find 100%.
You? 100%. So they might just go frankmakogo.com, hit the talk to Frank button, and we can dialogue and carry the conversation. And yeah, next week we can do part two of investing in shares.